everybody, welcome to the Christmas Countdown Show, April Check-In Spectacular. Hi, everybody. My name is Eric Peterson. I am here virtually with my good buddy Danny Jordan. We got Chris Sisley coming to us live from Brooklyn. And we are back together, folks. The boys are back in town. We are here to check in with each other, with you. We want to see how your year is going so far. We want to see how everybody's feeling in the, we're about as far away from Christmas as you can be right now, which is so maddening. I want it to be closer. I feel like I don't even see the light at the end of the tunnel yet, but today's list will hopefully help you if you're feeling that similar longing, angsting for Christmas. Our list today is going to be top five songs to, you know how I titled it, Danny, in my little notes section?
How's that?
Was top five songs to beat the summertime blues.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's, you know that song, like, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. So we're going to be giving you some songs to listen to in the meantime to hopefully get you back in the spirit. So, Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. You know, you bring up a great question there about, like, I'm starting to think, like, what is the point that is the furthest away from Christmas? Because like January, right, you're still only like a couple weeks away from Christmas Day and the season. But like, what is the point? Because like for us, obviously, it's like basically the day after, you know, Halloween. And honestly, for us as a podcast, it's more like mid-October. But like, what is that point where you've traveled so far away, but now you're sort of rounding the mountain to make your way back to Christmas land? Like would that
We're on the dark side of the moon right now. You
know, it's like a full Christmas eclipse.
That period where they're like, yes, exactly. Exactly.
Very yes. Easter, the egg has passed in front of the sleigh or the Christmas tree, and it's fully obscured Christmas from view.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm doing well, man.
Speaking of the eclipse, wait, I got to tell you something real quick. Speaking of the eclipse, I saw this video from like the International Space Station River that showed the shadow of the moon moving across America in like real time. It was so cool to see like just this huge dark spot like moving so fast. It seems like it's moving slow to us, but like just flying across the country. Very cool.
Where were you for the eclipse?
I was here in LA, so it really was nothing. Like I went out. I didn't have any glasses, so I sort of did the like just, you know, that thing, which is real dangerous.
Play with fire. You're like, I might lose my vision. I might not.
Yeah. It's possible. Yeah. But I couldn't really see it. So I watched it on, you know, on the news, all the like places that were in the full darkness that looked really cool.
I was at Epcot that day at Walt Disney World, which felt like very, I don't know.
Did you have a little bit of a view?
A little bit. Yeah. I think it was like 65 or 68%. Where we were at.
That's pretty good.
But it was cool because like I was standing around World Showcase and you know, like when you go to Disney, like I feel like to an extent there's this feeling of community a lot of the time. And my buddy and I were standing there and we didn't have glasses. And I was like trying to take a picture of it with my phone. And there was like a family next to us like, hey, just use our glasses. And it's amazing like clear it becomes when you use those glasses. And you're like, whoa, that's incredible. And then once you've seen it, you're like, all right, let's go get on some rides. like that was cool. That was fun. Anyway, but yeah, man, I gotta say, like, you know, coming out of Christmas, you know, you and I were like huge massive Christmas fans. It's no surprise. But like, I feel like this last year, I was kind of ready for like a little bit of a, like a break. Like once I got to like mid-January, I was like, you know what, I'm ready to sort of like transition out of the holidays. And then recently, since you and I started texting with Chris about doing this April episode, I started to get that buzz again, started like the building inside of me. And I don't know. It's maybe it's because like Easter feels like sort of like a cousin holiday to Christmas in a way.
Sure.
You know, one, because of the religious connection, but then two, you know, you've got the Easter Bunny, which, you know, similar to Santa Claus, your kids go to bed and they wake up in the morning and they've got their Easter basket with all these like goodies inside of it. And you sort of do that walk out, you know, to the kitchen or whatever to see what the Easter Bunny brought.
Oh, yeah.
And you get together with family and you have food. I was like, wait, this is starting to feel a little bit like Christmas vibes. And I got excited and I'm so excited for this countdown today. I've been listening to music nonstop for the last week, Christmas music, and just excited to see you.
I'm also very excited to see, your approach to this list, because as always, which I think is what's great about our show, we give a a general idea, but we don't try to like restrain each other for like, how are you going to interpret this?
Yeah.
So I'll save it for when we get to the list of my sort of.
I'm so right there with you. I woke up in the middle of the night thinking last night that I needed to change my approach to this thing. And I had this, like, you know me, like I'll get like hung up on like an idea, right? And I'm like, well, what if I thought about this of like the stages of grief and like, you know, denial and then like acceptance, and like that was like my 5-1 to like get you to like, oh, now I've gotten past it, now I'm happy again. But I was like, it was 1:30 in the morning. I was like, I don't have the brain bandwidth right now to go on that journey. I should sleep. But yeah, I'm excited to get to the countdown. But you and I were chatting before we recorded today. And what's really fun is we actually have a bunch of our Patreon Christmas countdown crew who are in the virtual studio here with us today watching. And
hello folks, Merry Christmas.
If you want to be one of those people who gets to sort of get a behind the scenes look on how we make the show and get sort of like an early listen to what the themes are going to be, you can just click the link in the episode notes. That'll take you to our Patreon, or go to patreon.com and just look up Christmas Countdown and you'll find us, and you can become a part of the most merry crew in the world. But one of the people who's here today is new to the Patreon, and that person sent us a really, really thoughtful, heartfelt message when they joined our Patreon. And I feel like this is a really good way to start off this episode, if you want to read that to everyone. Yeah. Eric?
Yeah. So this is from our new friend Bobby, who wrote this. It's a little long, but I think it's going to get you all right in the feels. Mm-hmm. So bear with us. Here we go. So we were sent this message that says, "Oh man, thanks guys. I'm so excited. I just wanted to let you guys know how much I appreciate what you guys are doing, and then it's been a blessing to me. Mm-hmm. Christmas has always been a huge love and passion of mine, hence me loving this podcast and getting giddy about being part of the Countdown crew. I've always loved the magic, coziness, and celebration of Jesus, and the person who I loved this with was my mom. We both shared this passion. We talked about it all year long, enjoyed and ensuring that the traditions were done to perfection every year for the family, and just enjoyed it with all our hearts. In 2021, my mom was diagnosed with leukemia, and less than a year later, she passed on December 23rd of 2021. My greatest fear was that I would live that story of the song Christmas Shoes, the story of a little boy losing his mom on Christmas Eve, and that practically happened. As you can imagine, I didn't know what to do. I was thankful that she was with Jesus, and as we all come from a strong Christian household, but I still couldn't believe that she was gone. Not only did I not know what to do with Christmas because we were missing such an important person in our family, but the one who shared the most special thing with me, Christmas. I felt that not only had I lost my mom, but with her, I lost my love and joy of Christmas forever. I couldn't listen to Christmas music, couldn't enjoy the smell of a Christmas tree, and thought that for the rest of my life, I was 21 at the time, I wouldn't ever enjoy Christmas again. My excitement for Christmas with my now wife and future family crumbled to the ground. So fast forward to April of 2022, while setting up Easter at my church, I got that odd Christmas fanatic hankering for my little Christmas fix. As music was no longer an option and movies were definitely out, I looked up Christmas podcasts and stumbled upon yours. I clicked on it to give it a try, and sure enough, I fell in love. It was my first step back into Christmas since my mom died. The first time I tried to feel that Christmas magic I was now so afraid of. But as I continued to listen, I found that I began to work through hard emotions of missing her that I didn't want to face, and found comfort in the segments when you would discuss hard times in your lives or read listeners' reviews of them having a tough time and seeing that they too were trying to hold on to that last little spark of Christmas magic. I suddenly found that I didn't feel alone, and I felt like I could begin to enjoy Christmas again. I found that once again, I was able to find that special love for Christmas that my mom and I shared. And though it's hard, I found I could continue to enjoy it again in honor of her, with anticipation of seeing her again one day. So that is a long story, but I want you guys to know that the Lord used your podcast to help heal my love of Christmas. And as silly as it sounds, which I think you guys would understand, I was devastated to think I'd never love Christmas again. This past Christmas was great and was so beautiful, and I could actually enjoy. So thanks, guys. You've created a space for those of us trying to find that piece of Christmas magic we feel as though we lost, to come together and all find it together. I'm so excited to be a part of this group, and I'm so filled with joy that I get to. Already excited for season 4. P.S. Just wanted to say, on my Spotify Wrapped, I was in the 0.5% of listeners last year. So pretty proud of that. LOL. So yeah. Bobby, thank you so much for that incredibly sweet message. And as we've said before, when we've received letters like this of, you know, especially we love anything, people that are going through a good time, people that are going through a hard time, people that love our show, people that say you guys need to do whatever differently. But what we really love is when we feel like this magical little podcast is helping people and really like opening up their hearts and reminding them what Christmas is really about, trying to remember the good times, trying to honor the times that were not as good, not as easy, but try to, you know, always lead with love and joy. And we think that's what the season's really about and the holidays about. So thank you very much for that, Bobby. We really, really appreciate it. We love you.
Yeah. Thank you, Bobby. That means the world. It's just, you know, to think that Eric and I started this thing on a Facebook thread all those years ago, just sort of for fun, that it would sort of like have this bigger purpose in the world to connect with people and to help people navigate difficult times. And I want to say a huge thank you to Bobby for one being so open and reaching out to us and sharing that story, but also being willing to have us and allow us to share this with the world right now. You know, I think there are so many people who navigate challenging times every single day. And a lot of times we sort of stuff those feelings down. And I think the only way that we can really move through them and is to talk about them and to process them. Yeah. And so thank you, Bobby, for your courage and your bravery and for being a part of this community. And, you know, just anyone else out there who may be going through a similar situation to what Bobby has navigated. I'll just say from own personal experience, it's like until you face that thing and start to process the feelings, like you'll sort of be stuck. And so I know it's hard and I know it can be challenging and scary. But I think when you close off your heart to pain, you're closing your heart off to everything. And that includes joy. So I just, you know, so it's just an honor, you know, that we get to be a part of this and to share this love with people and that it impacts people in this way. So thank you, Bobby. You're amazing. We're grateful to have you as part of the crew. And, you know, if you're listening right now and this show has impacted you in some way and you want to share that, please, you know, rate and review the show. You can leave reviews on Apple, or if you're listening on Spotify or other devices and or other platforms and you want to share, you know, what this show means to you, you can DM us. We are on Instagram at Christmas Countdown Show, or you can send us an email, which is Kringle, KRINGLE at ChristmasCountdownShow.com. That's the way to get in touch with us. And we'd love to share your review here on the show. Now, Eric, you and I were chatting about a lot of things before we jumped on here today. Mm-hmm. Another thing we chatted about was that there didn't seem to be a lot of Christmas news sort of going on out in the world, right? Like usually you type in Christmas news into Google and it's like, oh, these 9 films are happening and this town's doing a big light display.
There's something.
Yeah. So we had to sort of like scour the depths of the internet, but we did find a story that does seem kind of exciting on Deadline.
Yeah.
That there's a movie is in development that was announced that I think is being called Christmas Karma, which is a contemporary Bollywood musical set in London. And it's going to be another take on the seminal Christmas Carol. I love it. And it's starring a lot of incredible people. Boy George is in it. Eva Longoria, Billy Porter, Kunal Nayar. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly, from The Big Bang Theory. Gurinder Shada from Bend It Like Beckham. Or I guess who wrote Bend It Like Beckham is involved as well. So there's a lot of people involved, and I love Bollywood music. I don't know how you feel about Bollywood music, but I'm a huge fan.
You know, I got to be honest, I don't know a ton of it. Like I couldn't tell you a Bollywood artist, but anytime I've seen something that's Bollywood, I've really loved it. Did you watch at all the show was it not Miss Marvel? Is that what it was called?
Miss Marvel. Marvelous Miss Maisel? No.
No. A Marvel show, not Captain Marvel.
It was Miss Marvel.
So it's not Captain Marvel, which is Brie Larson. This is the like younger, like teenage girl. But a lot of that had a lot of Bollywood in it, and they did a big, huge Bollywood like dance number at the end of the first season. It was awesome. I highly recommend that show. It's very, very cool. It's shot in a really cool way. It's almost like, I would say it's somewhat similar to the new Spider-Man movies, you know, the like Into the Spider-Verse that just have like really interesting animation and like you know, when they would, it's shot live action, but when she would like punch somebody, sometimes they would like do like the drawing of like the explosion of somebody's face, you know, or something like that. It's really cool. Miss Marvel, it's on Disney Plus.
I gotta check that out.
But they do Bollywood in that. Yeah.
Well, I loved Slumdog Millionaire. I thought that was like a fantastic movie, and that huge like dance that they did at the end at the train station with like hundreds of people doing that dance. But like when I think of like Bollywood and just like how colorful it is and just the vibrancy of those films and that music, like to me, that feels like the perfect mashup with Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all about color and it's all about lights.
Sure.
And Billy Porter is a very colorful individual. Like, I just feel like this is going to be a great time. Like, I feel like you're going to go into that theater and just be swept away. And I love the idea of sort of like mixing culture in there as well.
I'm excited to see how they do that.
Yeah. So that one is not, I guess, coming out until Christmas 2005.
Christmas.
So we got a long time to sort of speculate about it. But
did I ever tell you, my Billy Porter story?
No, I want to hear it.
Oh, Chris says that I have.
Oh,
he came over for dinner or something, right?
Yeah, he showed up. Yeah, he like showed up at my house, but like I had discovered him as an artist the day before. Like, I didn't know who Billy Porter was. I was watching So You Think You Could Dance. There was a kid who danced to a Billy Porter song, and I was like, this voice is magical. And I like spent the whole night and I downloaded a bunch of his albums and stuff. And then literally the next day, my friend was like, hey, I'm coming over to your barbecue and I'm bringing my friend Billy. And I was like, okay. And then Billy Porter like walked into my apartment and I was like, that is just so surreal that I just discovered you as like an artist who had been working for a long time. You know, like I should have known who he was, but I didn't until the day before I met him, which was pretty crazy.
His story is so interesting, right? Because now he's like this icon, right?
Yeah.
But so he came on the Broadway cast when we were doing it for Playbill, the show that, you know, when you and I first met was on the Broadway cast. And he came on, and what was wild is he was a little bit late that day because he had just come from a costume fitting for, I think, the pilot of Pose. And so like the show hadn't shot yet. It hadn't become what it had become, and sort of re-catapulted his career, because I remember talking to him and he said, you know, it's the weirdest thing to like in this industry of Broadway. And I'm sure you're all too familiar with this, Eric, is that like, I've been the lead of a show. I have led a show, but I still have to go into this audition room as if I have to like earn the right to be back
on this
stage again. Yeah. And it was like, and to think of like Billy Porter, like the Billy Porter that the world knows now, feeling that sense of like having to like prove themselves when they go into that room. It's just, it's wild. And it's just amazing.
Sitting in a waiting room, waiting for the person in front of you. And
like, am I going to get kinky boots? I don't know. You know, and then win the Tony Award. It's just, it's amazing. He's such a light of a human being. And so excited to see what he does in Christmas Karma coming out Christmas 2025. But that's all the Christmas news I've got to share with y'all. This is what happens when we're, you know, about as far away from Christmas as you can get.
Exactly. You know? I have three quick things to share. That are kind of Christmassy. One is, this is just a gift that you should look into getting for your kids, because I just think it's the best thing. You need to Google search dinosaur chicken throw pillow. Dinosaur chicken throw pillow. So I don't know about you, Danny, but my kids love those dinosaur shaped chicken nuggets. Like, they love them.
The ones you get at Costco.
Like, you can get them at any grocery store. They're like the dinosaur chicken nuggets. But now there's a company that's making pillows that look just like that, which would be a great gift for a kid. And it's like not something that I've seen a lot of, but you see it now? You're looking at it? Doesn't that look great?
Now, are you talking about the Etsy one or the one on Amazon? Because it looks like there's a few different people. And there's Temu's got it as well. Like, all these sites are...
Yeah, I'm not sure. You can get it wherever. I'm not sure which one you want to order from. Probably your most reliable retailer. But yeah, I thought it was a great idea for a fun Christmas gift.
Brilliant. I love that.
Okay, next thing I found, this is on Etsy. And it's only $161, which is not insane. But it is the Santa Claus leather trench coat that Kurt Russell wears in Christmas Chronicles. It is so cool. Look at that. So it's like red leather coat with the big furry kind of like fringe on it. Oh, it's so great. Dude, and I kind of want to get one
off.
There you go. And I mean, think about walking down the street at Christmas time with that on. People would go, that is the greatest jacket.
Heck, walking down the street right now.
I know. I know. It would be great. It would be great.
Oh my God.
Okay. And then last thing is less Christmassy, but I know it will be interesting for you and I. They're finally doing a Frank Sinatra biopic. It's happening.
Oh, what?
Yes. It's Martin Scorsese is directing it. Leonardo DiCaprio is playing Frank Sinatra and Jennifer Lawrence is playing Ava Gardner. It all got announced yesterday.
Whoa.
We'll see, you know, but I want it to be good. I'm worried just because of our deep, deep love for Sinatra, if anybody can do it justice. But I think if anybody could, it probably would be Scorsese and Leo. So fingers crossed.
You know, I've never thought about like a current modern day actor who would be great at playing Sinatra. But now that you say DiCaprio, I'm like, oh, he's got the blue eyes. He's sort of got the similar coiffed
hair. I think the facial structure matches. Yeah. And I know that DiCaprio is a brilliant actor. The question is he going to be able to capture that, you know, bravado that was Sinatra? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Now, I have multiple things to add to this. One, I'm looking at this article about the announcement of the movie, and this is just so funny that Scorsese's going from a film about Jesus to a film about Sinatra. Like two very different icons, but Christmas adjacent, which is directly, not just adjacent, it is Christmas. But then also, I got this text the other day. I don't know if you've seen this circulating the internet. It's sort of like been revived again about, Woody Allen's sons looking a lot like Frank Sinatra. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Yes, I have. it's Ronan Farrow.
Yes.
But wasn't Sinatra his actual dad or no? Woody Allen claims to be his dad, but I mean, because Sinatra was married to Mia Farrow.
Yeah, and then they broke up, but apparently she said that she still was seeing Sinatra for a while after the fact. But then, I'm reading this article, and I guess a close friend of Sinatra's is like, no, that's not true. That never happened. Yeah. But you look at the picture of Ronan Farrow next to Frank Sinatra, and
like Sinatra.
He looks just like it's sort of like Prince Harry. And looking like, was it one of Princess Diana's bodyguards or something like that?
Yeah.
It's like, things that make you go, maybe they'll cover that in the film. I wonder, the Sinatra film.
Maybe. There's so much.
Maybe they won't because they don't want to open up that can of worms. Yeah. But I hope there's a healthy dose of Christmas vibes in that movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Feels like there needs to be. I want to know who's going to play Dino.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Who could play Dino?
Yeah.
Well, it'll
current
come out.
Modern
it'll
day?
Out. Yeah.
It'll come out. All right. Well, when it comes out, we'll talk about it on the show. How about that?
Yes. We promise to keep you updated to the minute with Sinatra movie news. but yeah, let's jump into the countdown here, yeah?
I'm so excited. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Yeah, baby. I love hearing that music. All right, folks. So the countdown today is going to be our top five songs to beat the post-Christmas blues, the summertime blues. So now, I said I would talk to you about my approach to this.
Yes.
At first, my initial thought was I'm going to put five songs that if I listened to them, I would feel like it's Christmas again and I'd feel better. But that felt a little too easy. Now, I'm not saying that none of my five are just like a good old-fashioned Christmas song to put me in a good mood. But what I tried to do was find some either songs called Christmas in July, which I did a deep dive on Spotify of songs named Christmas in July. There are not many good ones. There are quite a few pretty terrible ones. But I found one that I kind of like. And then I was like, well, maybe then I can highlight some Christmas songs that I have not talked about before and you've not talked about before, because I think one of the fun parts about Christmas is that anticipation of something new, of opening the present, of like that kind of anticipation for that. And so I'm going to introduce a few songs that I don't think I've talked about before. That's where I went with my list.
Man, Eric, I went back and forth on my approach to this so many times. And, you know, this morning I had peace about it. And my realization was, because I was with you. I was like, should I just do all new songs that we've never talked about on the show before? Because we love introducing new music to people. Yep. But then I was like, you know what I've realized listening to all this Christmas music over the last week and a half is just listening to Christmas music in general chases away the post-Christmas blues for me.
Really does.
Like and every song does it in its own unique way because of the memory that it brings back or the smell that I sort of associate with it. So I honestly just sort of, I mean, I have like 30 songs that I sort of put together, but I'm just going to pick the five out of this list. I know what my number one is. There's, you can't get me off of it. It's impossible.
Great.
And you'll understand when we get there, but I'm just going to sort of let the mood of the moment sort of speak to me here. And I don't think you can go wrong with a list like this, you know?
I love it. All right. So my number five is going to be the song called Christmas in July by, and Chris, I don't know if you can pull this up on Spotify, Englewood, Jeff Kale with two A's, Joachim something. So there's like a bunch of people. But if you do Christmas in July, Englewood, see if anything comes up there. So this was a song, like I said, I was just looking for songs named Christmas in July. You know which one? There's a Sufjan Stevens has one called Christmas in July off his Christmas album. I wanted to like it. I was like, and I've heard that album before. I haven't like listened to it over and over again, but I didn't remember that song, but I was like, oh, this will be the perfect one. And Sufjan Stevens is so cool. And there's a new musical coming out with his music. Oh, this is going to be great. I listened to his version of Christmas in July. It was almost unlistenable. You know me, I love everything. I could not, it was like very dissonant and not good. But this version of Christmas in July, a different song by Englewood. Chris, if you got it, why don't you let it roll? So it's very like lo-fi. I don't think there's any singing in it, but it just like everything about it. I was like, this would be a great song to like just put on while you're cleaning the house, you're walking around doing whatever. Like it's got a great little vibe, got just that hint, that introduction back into the season. So that was my number five, was Christmas in July by Englewood, Jeff Kale. Who's the other guy here? Oops, I can't see it. It doesn't matter. If you look up Englewood and Jeff Kale, Christmas in July.
Okay. I'm going to add, you know me, like ever since you started chatting about like Christmas lo-fi music on the show, I think season two, I mean, I love lo-fi music in general when I'm sending emails or sort of, you know, just working here at the office. And yesterday I put on Christmas lo-fi music here at the office. Cause it's just like, it's got, you hear like a crackling fire in the background, like people talking in the other room. It like immediately transports you to that season. All right. So for my number five, I'm going to go as much on the nose as you possibly could for a song in this countdown. And speaking of Sinatra, speaking of the Rat Pack, I got to start it out with some Dino. I got to go Dean Martin. And we're going to go, because this is the thing. I think to get over the blues, you've got to recognize the blues. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You got to say, hey, I'm feeling the Christmas blues right now. So
yeah.
I'm going to start us off with The Christmas Blues by Dean Martin.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
so, Chris, if you're able to pull that up, we'll take a little listen and then chat about it on the backside.
When somebody wants you, somebody needs you, Christmas is a joy of joy. But friends, when you're lonely, you'll find that it's only a thing for little girls and little boys.
Oh.
May all your days be merry, your season.
So good.
So good.
I mean, yeah. Dino's voice feels like Christmas. What I love about that song is you have like this sentiment of like feeling the blues at Christmas time, but like there's the tingling bells and sort of chimes in the background sort of suggest hope in a time of sadness, right? That you might be feeling the blues, but like it's still Christmas time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like there's still hope to be found. And I think that's something for us all to keep in mind is that, yeah, we're feeling the blues that like Christmas is like 4 months in the rear view and we have like 6 months until we really start delving into the season again. But like Christmas always comes back, you know?
Yeah.
And the reason we feel the blues about Christmas not being here is because it's something that we enjoy so much. So let's be grateful for the fact that we have this thing that we love so much and these people that we love celebrating it with, and that we have something to look forward to and so many great memories to look back on and be grateful for. So that's my number five is The Christmas Blues by Dino.
I love that. So going off what you said there, Danny, my number four, we love Christmas so much. Wouldn't it be great if Christmas was every day? Christmas every day. There's a song. I may have talked about this song before in this version, but I don't know that I have. So I'm going to go with it. Simple Plan is a pop punk band from
the
early 2000s. I loved Simple Plan.
Yes.
I also thought it was really cool. Simple Plan opened for Sugar Ray at my college in like the year 2000 or 2001.
Oh, whoa.
And so it was like kind of a little bit before they became, you know, like on MTV and stuff like that. So I always thought it was really cool that I sort of saw them like before they blew up because they were the opener for Sugar Ray. But their song Christmas Every Day by Simple Plan. Let's listen to it just for a second and tell me you don't get into a good mood hearing this.
I wish it was Christmas, Christmas every day. We could just let it snow.
Bring the rock. Bring the rock. Yeah, I mean, it's so great. You cannot put that song on and not just start bopping around the house. So good. I don't know. Chris, do you remember? Have I talked about that song before?
I think so. I think so. I don't know if I've ever played it, though, but I'm sure we've talked about it.
It feels like something I would have brought up before, but oh, so good. So yeah, that's my number four is Christmas Every Day by Simple Plan.
So good. It's getting me so excited for the countdown list we're going to do this season where you're going to do your top 10 punk rock versus my top 10 boy band.
Yes, it's going to be.
That's going to be so fun.
I'm very excited for that list.
I cannot wait for that. You know, I saw Simple Plan at Epcot last year. They were playing like during the Flower and Garden Festival.
I love that.
And I was like, what a throwback. Because they've sort of like risen again to popularity because that song became a trend on TikTok, right?
On TikTok, yeah. Was it their I'm Just a Kid song?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just a
Where like all these bands like recreated like their pose from when they were like, back in the 90s and then they're back together now. Obviously, I loved when 98 Degrees did it. Anyway, great selection. I'm feeling the punk rock vibes. I almost put a punk rock song on my list. I was looking for some MXPX Christmas punk rock, but I felt like you would represent. all right. Next, I'm going to go straight from Dean to Frank. I got to go straight from Dean to Frank. And I feel like this really captures, and the song, Chris, you can start pulling it, is going to be Christmas Dreaming by Frank Sinatra. I feel like, you know, when you think about like being far away from Christmas, you know, first we're feeling the blues, but like as you start to process the blues and you sort of get past like the melancholy feeling about Christmas being gone, as I was just sharing with my number five, you start to look forward to the Christmas that is coming this year. Yeah. So it is funny that I said at the beginning of this episode, I wasn't going to do like a grief, like how do you process grief sort of approach. And now I'm like very quickly going to a how do you process grief approach.
That's fair.
So anyway, does art control society or society control art? Who knows? So let's go with Christmas Dreaming by Frank Sinatra. Let's take a little listen to it, and then we'll chat about it.
Is here. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year.
Oh my gosh. That pause that he takes between that phrase.
Yes.
Only he could do it because everybody else like wants to rush. They're like a little early this year.
Yeah.
But I just love that sentiment of like, I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year. And, you know, I'm definitely doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year. And I'm happy about it. And I'm grateful for it. You know, I think my kids are getting a little bit older. You know, my Riley, who's, you know, going to be 3 this August, you start to like look forward to like her sort of like getting the idea of Christmas a little bit more, starting to process it, maybe making her first like Christmas memories, which is really, really exciting. And also just, I was just chatting with my wife, Lynn, about this the other day, you know, cause we've been debating about like, when should we take the girls like to Disney World? Because you're like, gosh, travel across the country, blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, I was like, you know, we really only get this time of them being young and really being into like that magic of Disney for a very finite amount of time. And like, I don't want to wait too long. And then you don't get those moments of them seeing the castle for the first time and sort of that genuine reaction to that thing. So, that's sort of how I'm feeling about Christmas this year. Is I'm just looking forward to like the memories we're going to make and, you know, the traditions that will start. And so hopefully that song inspires you guys to start dreaming a little bit about, you know, Christmas 2024.
A little early this year.
Early.
That's right. You know, it's funny. I was listening to Sinatra the other day. I put the record on, and I was saying to Lisa, I was like, it is amazing to me that I have loved Frank Sinatra since I was like 9 years old. And I listened to Sinatra pretty much every day of my life. And I still get like goosebumps almost like hearing his voice. I literally have never gotten tired of it ever. And it's amazing to me. Okay. My number 3, this was a song I had never heard before today or yesterday. It's called Light of Christmas by Toby Mac and Owl City. Okay. So Owl City, you might know, they're kind of like a poppy electronic band. They have some songs that you would recognize. Toby Mac is a rapper who used to be in DC Talk. Do you remember that Christian band from like the 90s, DC Talk?
Of course I do.
Yeah. So Toby Mac is a rapper and he was in DC Talk. Play a little bit of this song, Light of Christmas, Chris. Go, I'm trying to think where you'd want to go in. Probably like maybe 20 seconds in because I want to hear like the Owl City part and then it goes into Toby Mac rapping. Check this out.
Going downtown and spreading good cheer, handing gloves out when we volunteer for the children, grinning from ear to ear, singing Christmas time is here. And everybody's like, ha, 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 ho, 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 four-wheel driving through the snow, fighting the cold with some hot cocoa, grabbing grandma to the mall we go, and there's a man outside with a bucket and a bell, wants to go home with a story to tell. He's reminding us that his Christmas got nothing to do with living for himself.
Yes. How great is that?
Toby Mac. Like
really fun. Really fun. I loved that.
Dude.
He sounds a little bit like Pitbull.
Yeah.
In his voice.
Oh, like yeah. Mr. Sounds, Worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah. Dolly.
Remember, we are the Pitbull of Christmas podcasts.
That's
I don't know
right.
if you remember
That's
that.
That's right. We are. But yeah, I that was a new song for me. But again, I liked that it was so like upbeat and joyful and like dancey. Because I'm always what I was trying to picture as I was, you know, picking out this list was like, what am I doing when I'm like, it's a Saturday afternoon, I'm cleaning up the house or whatever, and I just want to get back in the mood. I want something that's going to like be snappy, up and snappy. Mm. So that was my number 3 was Light of Christmas by Toby Mac and Owl City.
Oh, I got to add that to my list. I love Owl City does that great song. Was it from Wreck-It Ralph?
They use it in the parades.
Yeah, they use it. Was it in the Pixar parade or no? It was in Paint the Night.
It was the nighttime parade. It was the like Paint the Night. Yeah, Paint the Night.
Yes.
Parade.
Speaking of Disney, if you are a big Disney fan and you just love hearing about Disney history and the parks and the music and the movies, definitely make sure you check out our sister show, Disney Countdown, which is hosted by two incredible Disney content creators, the Magical Millennial, who's from the West Coast, and the Dapper Danielle, who's over on the East Coast. Their show is so much fun. They do countdowns just like us, top 10 lists from the parks to movies to music to food. And they've just built such an incredible community around that show. So make sure you check them out. And I'm sure Owl City has popped up at some countdown that they've done for sure. All right. So number three for me. Oh, quick. I want to give a shout out to Bobby, who's in the room. He said DC Talk, Jesus Freak. I remember that song so vividly from my childhood when I listened to it, wait for it, on cassette. Anyway, that's how old I am. All right. Number three for me. Now, this is a song I wanted to save for a countdown that we're going to do this season. But maybe I'll just bring it back because we're going to do like a top, I think, 10 songs that were like written for movies specifically. Sure. But I love this song and I was just listening to it the other day. And frankly, I feel like it's a Christmas movie that's just not getting enough love. And I want to give it more love because it stars one of our favorites, Will Ferrell. The movie is Spirited and the song is That Christmas Morning Feeling. Yes. And we all know that feeling of Christmas morning. It is the feeling that sticks with you all through the year. It's the feeling that sort of continues to build from the moment the holiday season comes around all the way up until Christmas Day. And I feel like the vibe of this song, the lyrics of this song really do a great job of sort of capturing that emotion. So let's take a quick listen to That Christmas Morning Feeling by Will Ferrell, Patrick Page, and the rest of the incredible cast of Spirited. Oh, I love that song. I love that movie so darn much. And I don't know how I've only watched it once. Like, I feel like I maybe I'll watch it tonight. Like, it's hysterical. Will and Ryan Reynolds are phenomenal in that film. I love that it's a take on A Christmas Carol, which I think is another countdown list we've talked about through this year. It's like top 5 or 10, you know, versions of Christmas Carol that have existed. But like that Christmas morning feeling, like I immediately feel that feeling when I listen to that song. And I think, you know, to sort of like get like to recognize the blues, to start thinking about the future, but then to really start diving into and sinking into like what the feeling of Christmas morning is like and what it's felt like in the past and the new feelings of it that you'll create this year. I think is a great way to sort of process the Christmas blues. So that's my number three.
I love that. My kids and I, we now think it's very funny to say good afternoon to anybody. We're like, good afternoon.
Yes.
Because they do the whole thing in action. Anyways, okay, my number two, this is, you know, from previous countdowns is one of my favorite songs, but this is a new version of it. This is from a band called McFly, which I don't think I'd ever heard of. They were like a pop punk band from London that was very, very popular, I guess. But their version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town by McFly is a banger, is really good. So we're going to listen to a little bit of it. And this is my number two selection. It's just so good. They're like so like they sing like this, you know, like it's that perfect like pop punky just like snarl. I just love it. So so that's my number two. McFly, very cool band. I've been doing a little bit of a dive into their stuff. But yeah, check that out. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by McFly. That'll get you right in the mood.
Do we know, are they named McFly because they're big fans of Back to the Future?
They are. They are, yes.
Amazing. I mean, have you heard Ben Rector does a version of The Power of Love from.
I have heard that. It's really good.
From that movie. It's so good. I think he calls himself Nui Lewis and the Hughes is like the name of like the band for that one. I'm like,
that's funny.
As a pun lover, I was like, nicely done. Yeah. All right. Number two for me. Oh my gosh, this is so hard. I have so many songs that I want to include here. And I'm just going to go with a song that every time I hear the music, we've talked about this group on this show before, but I feel like we've never really like just called them out specifically because they're always like featured in Bing Crosby songs, and that's the Andrews Sisters. We just don't, and they have so much great music, obviously non-Christmas stuff, like, you know, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy and so,
Boogie,
you know,
Woogie Bugle Boy,
it's such a great song, Rum and Coca-Cola, like they have just so many great songs. But I want to listen to Jing-a-ling, Jing-a-ling by the Andrews Sisters. Like when you put this on, I dare you, everyone who's listening all around the world, in your car, at your home, wherever you're at in the shower, try not to smile while you're listening to this song. Let's play it, Chris.
Jing, jing-a-ling, 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 what fun to hear the sleigh bells jingle. Jing, jing-a-ling, 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 they set your heart a-tingle. Jing, jing-a-ling, 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 I love to hear our laughter mingle. Ha-ha! The whole gliding through the snow. Jing, jing-a-ling, 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 the bells.
I mean, come on.
Joyful. Joyful.
Right? It's like the first time I heard the song Happy by Pharrell. Like, I feel like you can't sing that song and not be happy. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
Like, I dare you. Wherever you're at in the world right now, when you're done listening to this episode, put on Jing-a-ling, Jing-a-ling by the Andrews Sisters. Sing along. I guarantee you your mood will improve. If you're feeling the Christmas blues or just blues in general, put that song on and dance goofy, dance silly. I don't care who's watching you. Just do it. I want you, if you're in the meeting with the CEO right now, do it.
I feel like that song is the equivalent to drinking like 12 cups of coffee and a box of sugar cookies. Like, it's just like jing-a-ling, jing-a-ling. It's like a real sugar high kind of vibe, you know.
100%. That is exactly what that is.
I love
it. All right,
that.
We made it.
All right, we're to my number one, and then your number one, Danny. My number one. This is where I end the pop punk reign. This is where we get back to the real stuff. And I'm going. Aww. Chris is very sad. Chris and I really love pop punk, so I gave it a lot of love on this countdown, but. At the end of the day, if I really want to beat those post-Christmas blues, the summertime blues, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by One Frank Sinatra. There's nothing better. There's just like, if you put it on, it was between that and the Christmas song. Both of those just like instantly, it can instantly put me into the mood. And I feel like I'm in the mental space of December 23rd. And it's just like perfect. So that's my number one is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Frank Sinatra.
Can we listen to it, please?
Sure, yeah, just a little bit.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
It just feels like that warm, cozy, fire crackling, wrapping presents. Oh, the best. So that was my number one.
Transports you. Amazing. Oh, yeah. Love it. Huge fan as well. All right. Before I share my number one, if you guys are not already subscribed to the show, please make sure you do so. Maybe you're someone who's been looking for those Christmas vibes in the middle of spring and you stumbled upon our show. Welcome to the most massively merry family you could ever hope to find. You can follow us on social media. We are at Christmas Countdown Show on Instagram, TikTok, Threads. I think we're at Xmas Pod on the X. We have full episodes go up on YouTube. So if you want more content and you want to go back and sort of watch the back catalog, you can go to our YouTube page. The link for that's in the episode notes. And if you want even more merriment, you can become a member of our Patreon, which will get you access to all of our bonus episodes. It also gets you into our private community on Facebook. Many of those people are here today watching, and I can tell you they are some of the kindest, warmest, most welcoming people that we've ever known. And we'd love to welcome you into that family if you're interested. So just click the link in the episode notes to get to our Patreon. That being said, I'm going to go to my number one. And this song, without fail, whenever I put it on, puts me in the greatest mood. I actually, speaking of our Instagram, I just did a post, you know, our good friend Santa J. Claus all the way up north sent Eric and myself a DM the other day. And he said, you realize you haven't put anything up on social media in over a month. And there's a requirement that you spread Christmas cheer more frequently than what you've been doing. And we said, when Santa calls, we answer. So we put out this sort of silly post featuring this song. One of my favorite, she's really become one of my favorite like Christmas artists, and that's Sia. And the song is Candy Cane Lane. So let's take a little listen to that banger, Candy Cane Lane by Sia. Oh my gosh.
That's so good.
It's so good.
That whole album is so great.
Yeah.
You know what song I was listening to the other day that's from that album is Ho Ho Ho, which I never really gave that one a deep dive. That's a good, another Sia, just like great, just great Christmassy song. So good.
My wife said to me last night, because I told her, you know, she likes to know what the lists are going to be before I share them on the show. And I was like, well, the number one is Sia, like hands down. Yeah. She goes, it's going to be so awesome when Sia comes on your show.
Yes.
And so
part,
she goes, and
part
you have
the curtains
to do
of her hair and say,
yes.
Hello, Christmas countdown. Yes.
And she's like, you have to do your impersonation for her when she comes on the show. I was like, I don't know if I can.
Well, now you have to do it again because I can hear people in their cars right now going, do it, Danny. Give us a little bit of Candy Cane Lane.
Should I do it before we wrap up? All right.
Yes.
Take a trip down Candy Cane Lane with me. Anyway.
It is so Conan O'Brien-y. It's just perfect. It's just great. I love it.
Oh, gosh.
Woo. Oh, my God.
You're
welcome. Folks, this is going to wrap it up here for us. What a fun little check-in for all of us to sort of remember where we're heading this year and where we will eventually land. We hope that you guys are doing well. We hope that you and your family and friends are all healthy and safe. We pray that you have a good rest of your middle of the year. We're about a third of the way to Christmas time. So hold tight. Listen to those songs. Have some fun. Give the people you know a hug. Tell them you love them.
Yeah.
And I think we should wrap it up how we always do, Danny, by saying a very heartfelt Merry Christmas.
And Happy Holidays.
We'll see you on the next one, everybody. Bye-bye.
See y'all.